Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is YesWise Insights, Positive Reality for Betterment. Supported by Natural Health Enterprises, my business for many years, found at reallywell.com for natural health information and items, flaxfood.com for the best flax in the world and other superfoods, waterus.com for USA-made water purifiers. Today we're talking about high-value survival foods. These are things that you might want to have on hand in your kitchen for the coming time of food shortages and diminished transportation. Seeds and beans are great sources of proteins and fats. I eat a lot of seeds, especially the flax seeds, as found at flaxfood.com, the Northern Edge Superior Organic Flax Seed. This is very high in omega-3 fatty acids, alpha-linolenic acid in particular. Chia seeds, also a source of omega-3. Sesame seeds, eat a lot of tahini and hummus. Amaranth, buckwheat, and quinoa are seeds that I rotate for breakfast, much better than grains, especially wheat, which has a lot of toxic irritant compounds in it, and gluten is in most of the grains. Isn't as easy for the body to deal with. Sunflower seeds, alfalfa seeds, and all these are better sprouted if you can do that and generate the life process that releases a lot of enzymes and other nutrients as the seeds start to sprout. Walnuts, almonds, various nuts, chicken seeds, eggs, also good protein and fat. Beans like green beans, yellow beans, kidney beans, pinto, navy, black beans, garbanzo or chickpeas, mung beans, and again, a lot of these can be sprouted to start that sprouting process, peas, and peanuts. But peanuts have an aflatoxin, a toxic mold that you have to be aware of and make sure that there's no contamination of that in your peanuts. Fruits, which can be dehydrated, I advocate drying many of these. Some of these you can get in your local area. Others might be imported from more warm climates. But pears, apples, peaches, apricots, cherries, grapes, which can be dried into raisins, citrus fruits, avocados, very nice protein source, pawpaws, which are an elongated fruit growing in some areas with thin skin and large seeds with this creamy material inside that is tasty and very nutritious. Pineapples, bananas, mangoes, these are tropical fruits, papayas, kiwi fruit, goji berries from Asia, high in lectins, which are irritants to some degree, but has other antioxidants and good sources of energy. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, all again, potential to be dehydrated. Other superfoods that I use a lot of and would be good to have on hand again, barley grass and wheatgrass, which are the grass forms of those grains that are much more nutritious, have high pigment value and enzymes, a lot of chlorophyll, and those can be juiced or dehydrated juice. Spirulina is an edible algae, high in protein, 60% plus, also in pigments like chlorophyll, carotenoids, and phycocyanin, a blue pigment unique to spirulina. There's also chlorella, another edible algae. Alfalfa, not just the seeds, but the leaves. It's very important that you get all these foods organically grown and non-GMO, because alfalfa can be a genetically modified form. We want to avoid that. But alfalfa is very rich in minerals. Broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, the cabbage family, very nutritious vegetables. Carrots, high in carotenoids, beta-carotene. Mangosteen, noni, acai, these are tropical fruits with a lot of antioxidant value. Pollen extract, I've used that for over 30 years. Mechanically collected pollen extracted from rye, pollen that... it provides a lot of micronutrients for the cells to make energy and be healthy. Celery is a rich source of organically bonded sodium, easy for the body to use, and it's very alkalizing. And beets are great for the kidneys and the liver, some iron in there, and red pigments. Herbs and spices that would be very good to utilize in your kitchen. I use a lot of turmeric, which is a high antioxidant spice. Black pepper activates turmeric, very good to use with it. Cinnamon, another antioxidant spice. Capsicum or cayenne, which also helps circulation and delivers the nutrients in other foods and herbs. Thyme and oregano, which are both antiseptic and good for the immune, helping the immune system. You can get the oregano oil, which is a powerful antiseptic agent. Dandelion, growing in most yards, as long as you don't spray that with glyphosate. The leaves, the flowers, and the root are all edible, and the root makes a healthy tea. Kelp, which is rich in iodine, also dulse. These are sea vegetables. And that iodine is very important for the thyroid gland and protection against some of the radiation. Garlic is an antiseptic, as are peppermint and spearmint. Pine oil are antiseptic. Larea, chaparral, which is a very important agent for fighting off microbial invaders. And we have the Larea Clear Extract, a very valuable supplement. And again, the pollen extract. And Himalayan pink salt provides minerals that are very valuable for health. YesWise Insights and Better Minute, our shorter version, are programs of YesWise Education Service, along with our real-world discussion chat on Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, where more resources, our archives, and where we have our references, all found at YesWise.com and AwareMore.com. Northern Edge Superior Organic Flaxseed, a brain food with high omega-3 oil source and antioxidants galore in there, a great protein and fiber for a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. Again, no toxic metals in the soil in the northern Canada area where this is grown. The cold climate causes it to have a higher oil and alpha-linolenic acid content, 45% oil, 60% of which is alpha-linolenic acid, and it's especially milled for protection. It's also part of our detox and restoration pack, which also includes Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, 8000 ORAC units of antioxidants, 20 plus servings of fruits and vegetables per serving, per scoop. Organic turmeric powder, very a super alkalizing antioxidant and toxin-reducing spice. Aztec Secret Indian Healing Clay, pure bentonite for detoxing through the intestinal canal. All these found at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com, along with Graminex Pollinate Flower Pollen Extract for those nourishing micronutrients. Resistance Assistance Pack of Larea Clear Extract and Vitamin O, good for both the immune and pain relief. So reallywell.com with superfoods, detox help, air purifiers, and more, and waterus.com for water purifiers and cartridges. YesWise Education Service for holistic learning modules, no charge, and holistic life consultations and seminars at yeswise.com. And The Real World, our discussion on Saturdays at noon, there's the login information. Thank you for being here. Have a great day and be really well. See you next time.